This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on the show today, comedian Ryan Singer, plus phones that accidentally send photos, and eating or not eating peanut shells. Right after this commercial message.
You love the Beatles anthologies 1 through 43. Just when you thought there couldn't possibly be any more Beatles outtakes to put on a compilation, Crapple Records has done it again. If the Beatles Anthology 43 left you wanting more, you won't want to miss the Beatles Anthology 44. The Beatles Anthology 44. You'll get an actual recording of the actual garden where George Harrison actually wrote, "Here Comes the Sun."
This must be a garden right here.
The garden.
Fascinating. Wow.
See, where else could you find that?
See, I want
listen
that.
In as Ringo drives to a rehearsal for his all-star band tour.
Oh, me.
Truck going by.
He hit his window down, didn't he?
The Beatles Anthology 44. If you wait in line at the midnight release tonight at Media Buster by Universe, you'll get this special bonus cut. It's a never-before-heard recording from Paul McCartney's last physical.
Well, he sounds healthy.
He sounds good.
Yeah, sounds very strong.
The Beatles
heart.
Anthology 44. If you buy this, we've got a load of Crapital Records you'll love.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee's right next to me, and our guest in the studio is comedian Ryan Singer. Ryan, it's always a pleasure to see you. Look great.
Oh, thanks.
Tremendous set of hair.
Great.
You are getting
back
that Bride of Frankenstein thing going pretty strong there. The white stripe about...
Yeah, it's really streaking in.
Looks cool.
I think with the shorter hair and almost no beard, he looks even more like Lindsey Buckingham than he did before.
Yes, you do. You've got kind of tight curls.
I'm thinking of a clean-shaven summer, you know, try to... No. Oh, okay. A resounding no. I mean, immediately upon walking
hair
in, I have been
I said, let me know that I love Ryan.
Not
and the
a
beard.
Fan.
Yeah, I love this. Unclean shaven look, and not a beard, is throwing me. Yeah,
yeah.
Was this helping your love life at all?
No, it's actually not helping anything. It turns out.
Even my friends.
It's not helping me. It's not helping me on stage. It's not helping me off stage. You know, I thought I would mix it up. I've had a beard for like 16 years for the most part. So I'm like, you know what? Hey, what's that face that's under there?
Yeah.
Let's say hi to that face again. And no one wants to see the face that's under there.
I think you look great.
I think you look great too.
I am a big fan of the clean shaven.
Okay,
look.
So we have a house divided in here.
Yeah.
I think you look a little younger.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
See, I'm not really worried about looking younger, but I guess it's not bad. I mean, I guess it does open the dating range for you if you look younger.
That's true.
I don't know why I'm looking at you, Chick, but
you're saying it's not working.
It's not working, no. I think I'm traveling too much.
You're traveling.
I'm traveling too much.
Well, it's hard to meet people when you're... Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the deep, crippling fear of abandonment issues I have.
What do you mean it's hard to meet people? Every city
it's easy
has
to,
a
it's
Tinder.
Easy to meet people. It's hard to make relationships.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you go online one time and try to meet people?
Yeah,
I did that.
You know, I was removed from one of the dating apps.
Why? What'd you do?
You know, some pictures they don't want.
Oh.
Especially as a profile pic.
Especially as a profile pic.
Did
but, you know,
see the thing about... I want to say Samsung. Have you seen this story? That I heard this yesterday. Apparently, there's a claim that a certain Samsung phone at random will send all the photos from your library to some random person that is in your
Samsung
list.
Phones are reportedly sending users' photos to random contacts without their permission. Users first complained
what?
About the bug on Reddit as well as the company's online forums. According to some users, they were unaware their photos were sent until the recipient asked about the images. A Samsung spokesperson said they're investigating the reports.
Wow. Would you rather have your phone implode, spontaneously combust like they were in the past, mm-hmm. or accidentally send a photo? I don't know which one.
I would say photo because there's nothing on my photos that I have anything.
I'll answer for you, Ryan. You want your phone to explode. Believe me.
See, it depends whose phone it is, Christy. Yeah. I'm sure Ryan's phone probably is actionable.
So you take a lot of
I would imagine
that
in the hands
naked?
Of the police.
No, it's not so much as that. You know, I don't really do that anymore. That's a young man's game.
Are your genitalia as shaven now as your face?
You know what? I like to try to keep it tight, you know?
That's right.
Especially during the summertime. You know what? I did transition into athletic boxers.
Oh.
Are you into those?
You mean
we were talking
boxer,
about I was listening to the show on the drive in, by the way.
Boxer briefs or whatever?
I was enjoying it. Like, what was the bikini bathing suit again? The swamp sack or what was it?
Baggies.
Oh, the baggies.
There's a famous reference to that on a Beach Boys song.
Oh, okay.
They're wearing their baggies.
Like board shorts is basically.
Well, those are back in style now. Mm-hmm. People are paying a lot of money for those short boy swimsuits.
Yeah, I saw somebody at the. When I was in Chicago, there was a guy in the restaurant wearing those short shorts like that.
Oh.
And it was, you kind of go, whoa.
It's distracting.
I haven't seen it since the 70s. It's kind of like one of those, whoa.
It's like Larry Bird back in the day.
Well, you know
the
what
NBA.
They call those?
Exactly.
Those are nut huggers.
Nut huggers.
Right.
Hey, everybody needs a hug every once in a while.
And then the Fab Five came in, and the Michigan basketball team changed everything.
Yeah.
They got to put the big drawers on.
Yeah.
And now they've reached a happy medium, I think.
But I think back in the 60s, when we were talking about the movie The Endless Summer, which, by the way, is a great movie, where these two guys go around the world surfing. It's really, really cool. Great music and everything. In any event, everyone was kind of wearing what would be called a Speedo probably prior to that. Then all of a sudden, all the surf guys started the baggy bathing suit thing.
Yeah, the European style Speedo. Like, I always associate it with European because mm-hmm. I used to have this uncle who married into the family from like the Netherlands or whatever. He was just a real jerk. And he would just show up at like the family events in his like turquoise Speedo. Like, this is an above ground pool, bro. We don't need a Speedo out at an above ground pool.
Remember, we always
nut sack Speedo.
We used to go to Disney World, the Bahamas. You'd see the
sure,
European.
Sure, you'd always see that guy.
Absolute
that's
Speedos.
The great thing in Borat. That's the great nut. The
oh,
great
all that banana hammocks.
Yeah, that's so funny. We're hanging out with a comedian Ryan Singer. So the Samsung thing, I think you nailed it. I mean, allegedly, it's just randomly sending photos to anyone on your phone list.
Chick, what do you always say?
No pictures, no video. Deny everything. Well, even when presented with absolute proof.
This gives every politician I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea that Miss Wiss would be receiving this photograph. I had an appointment with my doctor. I had a.
As he rushes out to buy a Samsung phone.
He goes out to buy a Samsung phone. Yes, I had this wart on my genitalia I was concerned about. I sent a picture to my physician, and apparently it ended up in the hands of Miss Wiss. I have no idea how my personal assistant secretary. So, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so, I who knows if this is real, but I wouldn't want that to happen.
No, although, well, I mean,
I don't have anything interesting on my phone, though.
Man, Samsung can't afford anymore. slip-ups.
No, yeah. They really can't.
But like, this is a claim on Reddit, and I don't know if it's been verified. So I think we'll find out, certainly.
But it also stops you from being able to receive photos if you've got a Samsung. See, this is like the real problem, I think. Like, if someone sees that green bubble when you're texting them, they're not going to send you a naked photo. Because they're like, oh, you know what? Oh, you've got a Samsung? It can't be trusted. You know, it's like, you know. Yeah, so if you've got like a green bubble in the text, now, you know, no ladies or fellows are going to send you.
Is that attitude out there already? That people see that non-iPhone?
They know it's not an Apple phone? Yeah.
I used to be a big fan of the Samsung, like of the Android phone, because I was like, I didn't want my phone to be like I felt like it was like a prisoner to like iTunes, and it was always like such a hassle. Mm-hmm. And then I switched. And then for 2 years, I just got endless crap from all my friends. Like, you're green bubbling me. And I'm like, I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
And then I guess, like, on the iPhone, it'll show up blue to blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got green, it's almost like a status thing. And I was like, you know what? The kids are always right. Whether it's rock and roll or whether it's dancing or whether it's Android phones.
They're
the
right.
Kids are into Androids. They think you're old if you're on an iPhone. I mean, it may have changed now because of the new cameras. Oh, those new cameras are pretty great. Portrait mode. You ever take a selfie, you know, like a tasteful nude with the portrait mode on? You don't need to worry about trimming up down there because it blurs everything out.
So you've really thought this out.
I've really thought it out. I'm investing in
the
an iPhone 8.
The green bubble thing. I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
People judge you on that?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous, though.
Well, a buddy of mine it always throws me when I get a text from him. It's like green.
You're going to keep him as a friend?
Yeah, I'm going to keep him as a friend. I think.
Sounds like Ryan is a sister. I'm sure. Yeah.
He'll do something else, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I know you judge people on their area codes. What was the thing last year? There, people are being judged on their email addresses.
Oh, yeah. You don't want an AOL.
Oh, you know, I got.
Why? That just shows you were in early.
Yeah, that's an early adopter.
Not necessarily.
I was getting my chops busted for having a Hotmail. Do you remember when Hotmail first came out? I was like, Hotmail? This sounds like
hot.
Yeah, this sounds like a Hotmail. I should have one of those.
Ryan,
yeah.
You see this? You hear this?
So how did you
got thrown off the dating site.
So how did you get dick.com? Tell me that story. Well, we need to move on. That actually segues perfectly into your story about sperm.
Sperm quality might be improved by adding nuts to your diet. Scientists added 2 ounces of mixed nuts, almonds, hazelnuts, and walnuts, group's diet for a 14-week period and discovered their sperm improved in a variety of ways.
Josh, you have a nut hierarchy?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I've got the new theme. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
Hierarchy.
The hierarchy of nuts.
Honey roasted Planters peanuts. Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go cashew and macadamia.
Macadamia would be nowhere on my list.
Nowhere on my list either.
I don't even know if I could visually identify a macadamia in that.
They're in cookies. That's the only time.
Which is why it's the third on my list.
They're ruining that white chocolate chip cookie.
So it has to be surrounded by a cookie then.
If we're talking not surrounded by a cookie, I'm going to go pistachio.
See, there you go.
Lightly salted almonds, pistachio.
Wait a minute, hold it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Lightly salted sea salt almonds.
Lightly salted sea salt almonds. If you can find them, you might have to go 3 states away, but I'm worth it.
Pistachios, cashews.
So nuts are good for your sperm is what they're saying.
Well, we haven't gotten to that. Vitality improved by 4%. The count improved by 14%. Sperm were able to move better by 6%. Their shape and size improved by 1%. The study leader said the evidence shows that I think it's more of the healthy lifestyle changes that probably has something to do with this, and following a healthy dietary pattern.
Oh, so people who are eating mixed nuts tend to lead healthier lifestyles. That's what every one of these studies ends up being.
So you can't just go start eating more nuts and having better sperm.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
And this doesn't taste.
No, that's pineapple. Everybody knows it's pineapple.
Doesn't affect the taste of the sperm, is not what I meant to say.
Well, Not that we.
I just don't want to have to worry about the shape and size of my sperm. Isn't it enough that we have to worry about the shape and size of our bodies, and now we have to like go like this is so meta. Like now you have to worry about like now your sperm's on a diet.
Like my, mostly you'd be concerned.
I'm eating for my sperm.
You'd be concerned about the destination of your sperm.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Maybe they got to, you know, maybe the better the shape and size, the better they get in there.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be stronger to get into that
would be
impenetrable
only,
egg.
And
stands
towel.
To reason. A chubby sperm won't fit in there, right?
Right.
You know?
Does that Planters guy have kids?
Mr. Peanut?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a shame.
I've never seen Mr. Peanut. He's the guy with the monocle and the top hat and the cane.
Where are you on ballpark peanuts and eating the whole thing?
Mm.
I know a guy like that.
Eating
like
the shell and all.
No.
Shell and all.
No.
Yes.
That's what my youngest brother does that.
You suck the salt off, then you throw the shell away.
You're going to hurt your throat. That's like having a broken chip of a Dorito get
like
stuck
in an eggshell.
People who do it swear by it.
Yep. Yeah. That's my
it's got like built in floss.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It'd be too chewy, I would think.
It's too chewy. How could you eat a whole bag? You find me a man who can eat a whole bag of peanuts.
Man.
A baseball game peanuts, like shell and all.
Yeah.
And you need extra innings. You
can't do that in nine
innings.
Oh, he's going to need some kind of pads from this. Passes through.
Well, yeah, that's your digestive system's not meant to do that much work.
Sounds like it's nice roughage.
Well, I was going to say it's a lot of fiber there, buddy.
Tux medicated.
They're
pads.
The one that sucks down the psyllium husk.
Well, it's high quality fiber, but it's not a peanut shell.
It's all the fun in the shuck and the shells.
Careful.
That could have gone horribly wrong.
That sounds like one of Donnie Baker's band, Shuck and the Shells.
Yeah.
Man, peanuts are good until like in every fifth or sixth one you get that peanut that's 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
What the hell happened here? That's
like a rotten tooth.
Yeah, yes. Ugh.
All dried up.
And... Okay, getting on the same topic. Christy, baked potato, eat the skin, yes or no?
Yes. Love the skin.
Sometimes.
Well, of course you eat the skin. That's the best part of the potato.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
You leave the skin?
Oh. Wait a minute. Josh.
Well, we're not talking fried chicken here, Tom.
You're shocked he would leave any sort of food product on the plate. I think that's what.
Waiter, where's the squeegee?
If I'm on a first date or something, waiter, where's the squeegee?
Wow.
What does that even mean?
That's just mean-spirited.
Well, what does it even mean?
There's a clean plate club, and then there's a squeegee clean plate club.
You know, they have that. Go to these restaurants, they have that little thing where they come by and they start scraping the crumbs with a little
tool. I'm on my knees underneath the table with my mouth open. Have you ever seen that happen?
Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. Restaurants I attend don't own brooms because I am there.
You just dump the dustpan right in your mouth.
He's supposed to be your friend.
Sorry. So you don't know this is skins. You don't eat the potato skins?
Only sometimes. Like if I'm on a first date, I won't do it because it seems sort of beastly. Like it's sort of an
But all the vitamins and minerals and stuff.
Oh, I know,
skin.
But
it tastes great though.
I agree.
I don't know. In the microwave, sometime you can't eat the skin. It hardens up oddly. I'm not sure what's
going on. Now I'm feeling like potato skins as an appetizer are a lie. Like, thinking about this, like, they're just selling us, they're like deep frying scraps and saying, these are delicious. And we're like, give it to us.
They are delicious.
Throw some bacon and cheese on a dead body and I'll eat it.
Isn't there a rule
if it
hits the table, they can't reserve it or something like that? Isn't that right? It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They can't reserve the butter because who knows if someone...
But nobody touches
now
it.
I love potato skins. Thank you.
I do like potato. You throw enough sour cream on a potato skin. I love potato skins because it's like an edible spoon.
Yes.
That's the best thing about potatoes. I think they're just spoons you can eat.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a potato. Everybody likes cheese, bacon, and butter, and chives, and all that good stuff.
The potato is merely sort of a delivery system.
It's a delivery. It's an edible utensil.
So French fry is the delivery system for ketchup and...
Yeah.
I can eat a plain potato if there's enough juice from the meat around it.
Me too.
Oh, so you need some side action.
Yeah.
So wait, this is like the macadamia nut. You love them because it comes with a cookie. So now the potato you love because it comes with a pot roast.
Well, sorry. I know exactly what you mean, John.
Sure, yeah. If there's enough juices there.
Sorry. Let's move on.
Do you hear yourself? I know you're wearing headphones. Are you listening to what you're saying?
I want to get back to how you make your sperm better. What is it again? Macadamia nuts?
And pineapple. No.
Mixed nuts.
They used mixed nuts of almonds, hazelnuts, and walnuts.
But it does improve your sperm.
A little bit, yeah.
Am I the only guy who's out on the cashew? Everybody's top three list has a cashew and
I love
making
them.
The top three.
You I don't like cashews?
I just never really got into the flavor of it. It always seemed like tangy delicious. Or something. It was weird.
They're delightful.
It took me a little bit.
Like, are we talking salted, unsalted, or just regular?
Oh, salted.
Salted cashews.
Have you ever had a honey roasted cashew?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that'll change your life.
Those are amazing.
I stay away from the honey roast, even though it's the top of my list. They're like Xanax for me. I got to be careful. Otherwise, I'll get addicted.
All right. How do you feel about nuts, Christy?
Oh, I like a good nut.
Do you suck the salt off them first?
Yep.
How about the cheese?
Oh. There are no cheese and nuts. They don't
that's
go
right.
together.
How many can you fit in your mouth at one time?
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerIn bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open, eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.